Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Planned Parenthood affiliate tweeted and then later removed the tweet under protest by people around the country that they wanted to see Disney have characters like a Disney princess who had an abortion and a Disney princess who was transgender. Well, we do know of an actual Disney princess who now has come forth to rebut this horrible tweet. She did have an abortion. And she's telling people that this is not anything to be proud of. She also has received forgiveness for her past. We're going to be talking about her in this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this particular girl had the courage, Matt, to come out with an article and a video saying that she woke up in the morning, and she got someone who sent her information about this tweet from a Planned Parenthood affiliate saying that they hope that Disney princess would be one who actually had an abortion.
Yeah, let me read the tweet here. It was the Planned Parenthood Keystone, whatever that is, one of their affiliates. We need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. We need a Disney princess who's pro-choice. We need a Disney princess who's an undocumented immigrant. We need a Disney princess who's actually a union worker. We need a Disney princess who's trans. Notice that those are all hardcore leftist kind of ideologies and positions. She said she woke up to a friend calling her to tell her about that, and was brave enough to come out publicly now and acknowledge she worked as a Disney princess at Disney World as a singer and a dancer, and she has, unfortunately, at the age of 18, made that horrible so-called choice, was deceived into that decision to go ahead and kill her own unborn child.
Yeah, in 1981, she worked at Disney World as a singer and dancer, where her voice was used in recordings as Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty for special events and ongoing shows. She said she performed an average of 5 shows a day in front of Cinderella's castle, singing and dancing to Someday My Prince Will Come and When You Wish Upon a Star. At the age of 18, she became pregnant, and she had an abortion to keep her job as a singing princess. This girl literally was a Disney princess in reality. She performed at Disney World. She sang the Disney songs. She was there at the castle. And in order to keep her job, she got wrong information. At age 18, became pregnant. She said that there was no pressure from the company or management, but she never told them. She made her decision on her own that she quickly, she says, lived to regret in the immediate days following my abortion. She goes on, Holly, she says, I struggled deeply. I continued to sing songs in front of the castle about dreams coming true, but eventually had to quit my dream job due to my inability to reconcile my decision within myself. I wanted to die. Eventually, I found healing. It was an arduous struggle to navigate my personal grief, but by the grace of God, I am living an amazing life. I am married to a great guy, my prince. A few years later, I gave birth to a beautiful daughter. I conceived my son on the first trip back to Disney World following my departure. I went on to advocate for orphans and adopted 5 children. I am the mother of 1 daughter from Guatemala who was born to someone I see as a Guatemalan princess, 14 years old at the time she gave birth to my little girl. She decided not to abort her baby. My daughter's name means gift from God.
Matea, which is actually the female of Matthew in Spanish, right?
Right. And it's amazing. She came out to really show abortion is not this panacea. This is a radical ideology of Planned Parenthood wanting to have a Disney princess who's literally killed a child.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just commend this gal, Deanna, for her courage. I mean, she responded very quickly after this tweet went out to share her story. And this is a story that you don't generally hear, and you certainly don't hear from Planned Parenthood, who is promoting women to kill their children and to think that's going to solve their problem. So they're not only killing their baby, but then they live with the grief and the suffering every day of their life after that. It's not just a, you know, a quick answer. But here, as Deanna shared, she had to reconcile with herself. She wanted to die, but praise God, through His grace, she found healing. So these are the kind of stories, you know, we need to hear. People need to hear that Planned Parenthood, their agenda is hurting women and children.
In overcoming life in the fire and ashes, Cinderella, as an orphan herself, she was tortured and enslaved by the ugly stepsisters who didn't understand her story. Cinderella defied her stepmother and stepsisters in taking the throne by storming the castle gates adorned in supernatural favor to battle for her happily ever after. I can't wait to see the book coming out because this young girl was in that situation, in that role, and she has a real message to tell not only young girls, but all of us.
It's not a fairy tale.
And I like how she reflected on, she really reflected on, she said Planned Parenthood defended their tweet with the following, and they did. They put out a statement basically defending their tweet. She said very directly that our Disney princess here, who actually went through the tragedy of having an abortion, she said abortion doesn't empower. And the point being, the idea behind the Planned Parenthood tweet, we need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. Why would we need that? Why would we need a Disney princess who has done something horrific to celebrate something, some terrible, tragic decision where she's taken the life of her own child? That's just so insane to even think about. And thankfully, the Disney princess who actually went through that horrible choice says abortion doesn't empower.
You know, it's easy. And it's interesting, she says, maybe the reason Planned Parenthood wants to rewrite the princess story is because stories of evil witches in pursuit of killing beautiful princesses has already been told. I guess they don't like their part of the story.
And she goes on to say, Disney doesn't need a princess who's had an abortion. For years, feminists have been princess bashing because they clearly don't understand or grasp the depth of the princess stories that have already been told of overcoming evil. Beauty rising out of the ugliness of the world, empowering love that is willing to slay dragons, resurrecting life after evil witch potions threaten to poison, and demanding true love in a world that wants to rewrite the happy ending into something less romantic. It goes on, she is a great writer, but you know, to literally have someone come out this quickly in response to this story. Someone had come across this tweet. They knew this young woman's story, and they're the person who alerted her to the story, and immediately she came out with her own story. And this is a story of grace and forgiveness. It's a story of tragedy. Mm-hmm. It's a story of the princess. It's a story of tragedy, but it's also a story of redemption.
And it's gone viral. And Deanna Falchuk is her name. It's gone viral. And I just love how God does that. Something that is kind of evil on its face, intended for evil, how God will use it for good. So this has been a colossal backfire in the face of Planned Parenthood, thankfully.
So praise the Lord for this young woman and for her courage to share her story. It's not easy for someone who's had an abortion and you realize the trauma of what has happened and what you did. But she got forgiveness. And anyone listening to this program, you can also receive that same forgiveness. As she did, she turned her life over to the Lord and Jesus forgave her of that sin. And she's moved forward. And now look at her. She's a mother of her natural-born children. She's a mother of adopted children. And she has a story to share. And she has a book forthcoming regarding some of the true meaning of the Disney princesses. She's a living example of a woman who's gone through tragedy, but a woman who has ultimately encountered Jesus Christ, who's forgiven, and has a new life and a message to share with others around the world. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website as we continue to stand for life, religious freedom, and marriage in the family. We thank you for your prayers and your regular continued financial support. Without you, we couldn't be there on the front lines defending the sanctity of human life and those that have no voice. But with you there, we certainly encourage you to get involved because we need your prayers and thank you for them. And we also thank you for your regular continued financial support. You can support Liberty Counsel with a tax-deductible gift and go to our online store, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.